SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
It was news that was a surprise to almost no one. Sydney and Melbourne being ranked in an international study as being impossibly unaffordable. The two capitals were ranked in the top 10 of most expensive places to live in Chapman University's Frontier Centre for Public Policy's Demographia International Housing Affordability Report. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has now announced plans to make things a little easier, at least for the state's essential workers, who will be offered rents at subsidised prices.
Sydney is one of the most expensive cities in the world. It's been continuously rated one of the most unaffordable, expensive cities in the entire planet for housing. And as a result of that, the government's made a decision to put a significant investment in building housing for people that work for the New South Wales government. Often that is young people who are beginning their careers as paramedics or police officers or nurses or teachers. With the best of intentions, giving their professional lives to public service in the state.
Planning Minister Paul Scully says the government's residential development arm, Landcom, will receive funding to purchase up to four sites to build over 400 new build-to-rent dwellings in the next 3 years.
What this will do is provide money for Landcom to identify sites, to develop those units, to build on the work that they're doing already with build-to-rent pilots in on the south coast and in the Northern Rivers, which are proving to be very successful. This is Landcom doing what Landcom does best, making sure that there's housing available for workers. It was set up and since the 70s has delivered project after project after project, which has allowed thousands of people to get into homes.
The eligibility criteria, application details, and the exact rental subsidy will be available closer to the completion of the first project. Chris Minns says the government will retain ownership of the housing with rental income available to help fund a potential future expansion of the program.
A lucky few would get access to it, and that'd be great for them. But if we can reach more, particularly young people, we can expand the program and effectively make it self-fulfilling. I guess it's a long way of saying we don't want this initiative to stop here. We'd love to see profits reinvested into stage two and stage three of this project. That's not really possible if we made it, for example, zero.
Meanwhile, in Victoria, Premier Jacinta Allan has unveiled a plan to add 2.5 million dwellings across the state by 2051. Every local government area will have specific targets. Kingston Mayor Jenna Davey-Burns says councils will have discussions with the state government about what those might be. She says many, like Kingston, have already spent years on their particular housing strategy.
It's been a 6-year process. It's taken quite a long time because we wanted to make sure that we got the consultation with our community right. Our planning team have been working really hard to make sure that we are looking at the right types of builds, and that's something that's really important to me as mayor. When we look at that increase of buildings, we want to see places like this that create homes for people, that have the right light, that are built in the right locations in our activity centres. So we are working really hard to make sure that we can start to accommodate those bigger numbers of growth.
While the details are still to be worked out, the Premier says that under the government's new draft plan, roughly 2 million homes will be built in metropolitan Melbourne and another 500,000 across regional areas.
These targets that we're releasing today are in draft form because this is the start of the discussion with councils but also with local communities about how we can look at using every lever possible to build more homes for more Victorians, but particularly in the right places.
The Premier says she wants to avoid the pressure for new housing to fall on just one region or the outer suburbs of Melbourne.
We know that there are spaces that can be opened up to build more homes so that young Victorians can have the opportunity to live close to family, live to close to where they grew up. But we also know we need to do this because it does help to take some of that pressure off families in those big growing outer suburbs of the state as well and of the city. They're currently, those outer growth areas are currently picking up all of the slack. That's not sustainable.
Victoria is experiencing the largest annual population growth of all Australian states. So Ms. Allen says these plans are crucial to meeting the demand that will generate.
Melbourne and Victoria's population is going to grow and continue to grow significantly over the decades ahead. And we need to take a long-term view for that long-term change that is coming to our city and state.
Jenna Davey Burns says that people should not be worried about how those goals are going to be accomplished.
We know that it takes time for communities to really absorb some of those bigger numbers, and I can appreciate that for some people it might look a bit scary initially on paper. But what we're trying to do at Kingston is show that through our housing strategy, we've put that growth in the right places around our activity centres and making sure that some of those quieter, leafy streets remain that way so that people feel that their neighbourhoods are still protected while still accommodating that growth. And I think Cheltenham is a really great example of what we've done.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.